The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit, for just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. And to the veterans, happy Veterans Day. Today is the feast day of St. Martin of Tours. It's no coincidence that this saint was a soldier and that today we celebrate veterans here in the States. What's interesting about St. Martin, though, is that just in today's gospel, where Christ says that the kingdom of God is within, St. Martin, in his own life, had a firm conviction of Christ, and really the kingdom of God was so entrenched in his soul. So committed was he to Christ and so entrenched was the kingdom within him that at 23, he requested to be discharged from the Roman army. But he had to talk to the Roman emperor to do this, and he said to him, "I have served you as a soldier. Now let me serve Christ." For the Roman emperor, this wasn't a big deal. He's like, "Well, you're just a soldier, whatever." But what he did do, what the emperor did, was accuse him of cowardice. And so ended up being thrown in jail for it, because it was a big no-no in the Roman army. But with this, when he was accused of this cowardice, St. Martin immediately replied that, "I'm not afraid. Send me to the front lines, and I will stand there at the front of that formation with nothing but the sign of the cross." So he's not afraid of death. But he was so filled with Jesus Christ, so filled with the kingdom of God within, that he was convicted that he couldn't serve in the army any longer if he was also going to serve Christ. It was either serve the emperor or serve Jesus Christ as king, and he needed to be let go from the world in order to follow Christ. Another example of St. Martin's holiness and the kingdom of God within him comes from a legend that's been passed down. It says that one day, while still serving in the army, a beggar approached St. Martin, cold from the weather, and St. Martin, filled with God, with the kingdom of God, tore his cloak in two, giving half to the beggar. That night he dreamed that it was Christ with whom he shared his cloak, and in the morning he found his cloak whole and restored. Moved by this dream and this miracle, he immediately sought baptism. It was common in his age, thousands of years ago, that baptism would be postponed as far into your life as possible so that you could do whatever you wanted, and then finally, right before you die, you get baptized, you're done, you're forgiven, and go to heaven kind of thing. Obviously, we don't do that anymore. We recognize that baptism is good to have immediately upon birth so that, if something happens, you can go on. Anyways, but he immediately sought baptism because of how convicted he was, because the kingdom of God had made its presence in him felt and real. My brothers and sisters, St. Martin is a reminder that absolutely everyone is called to sanctity, that everyone is called to live a life completely dedicated to Christ, no matter what circumstances we might find ourselves in, whether we're a surgeon, a doctor, a police officer, a lawyer, a scientist, a soldier. All are called. The kingdom of God wants to be, is within us, but are we going to allow Christ to reign, or are we going to allow the world to reign within us? St. Martin is an example of how to go about making sure that it's God that's reigning within our soul, within this kingdom within us.